So the last couple weeks, I have been thinking over 2020. And I think a lot of people do that as you're getting close to the end of the year. When one year is ending and another year is getting ready to start, you kind of think over, you know, what has this year even been for us? And 52 weeks ago, we had just finished celebrating Christmas of 2019. Do you remember that? It's way far back. And the following week, as 2020 came into view, we began to think of all the things that the new year might hold for us. And some people sought the Lord at the beginning of the year, and the Lord gave them a word for the year, or a New Year's resolution maybe, that something to focus on, something to do. And so resolutions were made, and plans were made. I know that for my family, we looked forward to Jacob graduating high school. We decided to... we planned on going to Disney World in April. I laugh because that didn't happen, but we planned our family trip. We decided that we would make it a family trip. We were going to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary and Jacob's graduation all together, and Scott and I had plans to go to Disney World like 26 years ago. We decided that for our 25th wedding anniversary, I was actually house-sitting for somebody who for their 25th wedding anniversary went to Disney World, and I told Scott at the time, we were just dating at the time, and I told him, I was like, hey, those old people are going to Disney World for their 25th wedding anniversary. We should do that too someday. And so now that we're old people, we were going to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary. When we realized that our 25th anniversary coincided with Jacob's graduation, we decided to make it half a family trip and half just a trip for the two of us. Now, what are the chances that 26 years ago, Scott and I could actually plan so far ahead and plan something for the exact time that the whole world would shut down? I mean, that's really amazing. Because on March 16th, 2020, that's exactly what happened, as you all know. COVID did that. It shut our whole little world down and our whole big world down. All former plans were thrown out the window. Businesses were shut down, and fear started its rampage across our country. All of our resolutions, if they had made it to March, were down the drain. In fact, if I sat down with each one of you, you could probably tell me a story of one way or many ways that your life has been altered in a way that you had not planned on for 2020. All our church services went online, our meetings went online, and those who could began working from home. In fact, as you know, this had such a wide-reaching effect that we are still in some form of an altered state all across the country. In fact, I think 20 years from now, most people would look back and say that 2020 was a terribly hard year. But what if we didn't? What if in hindsight of 2020, it wasn't flippantly known as a terrible year? Interesting thought. I think it's time today to look back and look a little bit closer. The Book of Lamentations is a book in the Bible that is just that. It's a lament, a passionate expression of grief and sorrow. And many people right now are in that place, a place filled with lament. Jeremiah, who is said to author Lamentations, is known as the weeping prophet. And in this book, he is grieving over the destruction of Jerusalem and his people. And his heart was broken for the things that break God's heart. The people had rejected God, and he knew that the sin of these people were going to bring suffering and exile. And in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 24, we find him grieving for his people. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation this morning. Verse 19 says, "The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. His mercies are new every morning. If you woke up this morning, God has mercies ready for you. A friend of mine on Facebook posted this thought about this passage 2 years ago. And she says this. She said, imagine this with me. Every morning you get up before everyone else and you make a fresh pot of coffee. Every morning, a brand new cup. You throw out the old grounds and rinse out the carafe, filling it with clean, cold water. Within a few minutes, the smell of coffee fills the air and the morning nectar fills the pot. Every morning. But every morning, you have to dump out the entire pot of old coffee down the drain because no one in your house drank the coffee that you made for them. Not one cup. You made a great pot of coffee, and no one even had one sip. Each person rolled on out of the house to face the day without any of the coffee that you prepared. And nevertheless, you get up and make a new pot every day. And this goes on and on and on. New day, new pot of coffee, no one drinks it. How long would you continue your futile morning routine? Most of us might keep this going for a month, figuring at some point someone will finally drink the coffee. Others of us might go a couple days before that we see that the activity is completely pointless. If no one is going to drink the coffee, why make it, right? Where would you fall? How many mornings would you keep it up? I got thinking this way as I reflected on these beautiful words. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I see the pot of coffee routine kind of like God's morning routine. Every morning, he is ready for us with new mercies. Every morning. Not yesterday's warmed up mercies. A brand new, fresh pot of mercy, or as other translations put it, compassion. And how many mornings is God dumping out an entire pot of unused mercy down the drain? How many days do you walk right out the door or onto your daily routine duties without pouring yourself even one cup? And how long does it take God to decide to stop providing the new mercies every day? How long before he says, why bother? What a waste. The answer? He never will. He will never stop providing that mercy for us every day. New, fresh, tailored to that specific day, mercy. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a comfort to me. That sounds like a warm blanket of faithfulness that I can wrap myself in when the world around me is anything but faithful. God's love is steadfast. It never stops. I don't think I will ever make a pot of coffee the same way again. Every pot is a reminder to me that God's routines are faithful. And that was her post. All of that wasn't me. That was her. As I studied this week for this message, this reminder popped up on my Facebook page. And each and every day that we woke up in 2020, God had mercies tailored for that day for you. Every day that you failed, every day that you succeeded, each and every day that you faced the COVID struggle, God's mercies have been available to you. His compassion, his love, his strength, everything that you need to get through this last week of 2020 is ready and available for you because his purposes for your life are not done. I also read an article about Tim Tebow. Many of you know him. He's a former football player. And in the middle of a tough college football season, he encouraged his team to finish strong. He spoke about his college football days and compared them to the game of life. And he said this, "We face many opportunities to make good decisions and to passionately pursue many different goals in life. Most of us pursue them passionately, and many of us successfully achieve these goals. But when we don't achieve these goals, are you able to say that you finished strong? In life, as we move toward our destination, are you going to feel good about your answers to the following questions that ultimately are waiting for you? Did you do enough? Did you do too little? And did you finish strong? So this morning, I wanted us to take a look at these three questions. Question number one, did you do enough? In the beginning of 2020, you made plans. Even if you didn't make official New Year's resolutions, you had things that you hoped would happen this year. Things that maybe you wanted to do. Maybe there's things that you believed that God wanted to accomplish this year in your life and through you. The God who knew about COVID coming gave you an assignment for the year. And the question is, did you do them? Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." When we talked to God at the beginning of this year, he gave us assignments. If you did all that you can do, Ephesians tells us to stand, put on the full armor of God, and stand. God will do the rest. Even if it doesn't look like you thought that it should this year, stand in knowing that God is able to complete all that he has begun. If he started it, if he gave you that, he is the one that will complete it through you. You have to be available. Your job is to be obedient. His job is to complete it. And he will take over from there. Just be obedient. That brings us to the second question. Did you do too little? Now, at this point, you may say, oh, well, I couldn't do much because, you know, the whole COVID thing. But whenever I think about that, I have to think about the fact that God, remember, God knew that COVID was coming when he gave you the instructions that he did for your year. He knew that that was going to happen. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." He prepared in advance for you to do those things. So when God told you to do them, he'd already prepared the way for those things to happen. Did you do too little? And then the third question is, did you finish strong? And the nice thing about this question is that it's not finished yet. Right now, it's December 27th, 2020. In 5 days, it will be 2021. And the assignments that God has given you for this year may need to still be done. That person that you were supposed to encourage this year, they still need encouragement. The person that you need to share Jesus with still needs to know him. You still have the chance. The thing that God asked you to give up in your life, you can still give it up. You can still finish strong. But how can we do that in 5 days? We've got 5 days, so the fifth day is the first. I heard about a man that volunteered for the Special Olympics, and his two jobs were to cheer on the runners and hug them and congratulate them at the end of the race. That was his job. Sounds like a fun job to do. And one of the things that he took away from that experience was that the runners, he noticed, didn't keep their eye on the people around them. They didn't look at the other runners. They didn't even look at the track that was underneath their feet. Their eye was on the finish line and the person that was there ready to love them at the end of the race. That's where their eye was. In this race of a year, our focus in this last week of 2020 will greatly determine how we finish 2020. How do you want to finish it? How do you want to finish it? What are the things that God has told you to do? Maybe he told them to you at the beginning. Maybe when the whole world fell apart, he started putting something on your heart, a change that needed to happen, a focus that needed to be shifted. Have you done that? Where are your eyes? How do you want to finish 2020? You get the choice. I want to tell you how I want to remember 2020. 2020 is the year that God called me to be a credentialed minister and the pastor of my church family here at the Bridge. My son Jacob did graduate high school, even though it didn't look like we thought it would. We did celebrate. I learned a whole lot of new technology, as I'm sure many of you have. Zoom meetings and doctor's appointments are not my favorite, but I'm thankful to see people's faces rather than just have a phone call. I did get to celebrate that I had been married to my best friend for 25 years. And we did go to Disney World, but it didn't look like we thought it would. My family has stayed healthy through the pandemic. In 2020, this church has had to be intentional about what's important. But I would even rephrase that and say that in 2020, this body of believers, as well as a bunch of churches all across the country and the world, have had an opportunity to be intentional, because we needed to be, but we were. In 2020, I have seen the beginnings of the church waking up. I've seen the beginnings of the church waking up. Gone are the days of us being able to do things just because we've always done them, and I have absolutely no desire to. I want to see the Holy Spirit come and move among us. Followers of Christ have had their eyes opened to what the enemy is trying to do and are waking up to what the church is supposed to be. And 2020, that has included me and you as well. I don't want to just get over 2020 so that I can forget about it. I want to let what God has begun this year to be my fuel for next year, and for the next year after that, and for the next years after that. I don't want to have my eyes be closed again. I don't want to go back to the way things were. I would like to move forward. I don't really want to wear a mask, but I'd like to move forward with all of the things that God has done into what he wants to do. I want it to fuel me. I want it to fuel this church. I want to be intentional. I want to see our church be intentional, and for our intentionality to grow and to grow. I want to see signs and wonders. I want to see people healed. We're going to see people healed. We're going to see bondages be broken. And not for just the sake of signs and wonders, but so that people in this world will see God for who he truly is. Not for some, you know, not that they would not see him as we have kind of gotten into a rut of just, you know, doing things the way we've always done, stuck in, you know, legalistic and all this other stuff. People have shown him to be, people have shown him to be real. I want him to be shown as being real, as being relatable, as being God of all, as being King of Kings and being Lord of Lords, because that's who our God is. I want to see revival in this community. I want to see people turn to God. Not even in this, just in this community, but I want to see it in the city. I want to see it in the state. I want to see it in the country and around the world. I want revival to come. I want to see the lost saved. This right here is where we need to be, passionately pursuing God's presence, passionately pursuing and reflecting God's character. we have a Savior that has chosen us for this time and this place. Think about that. I've said it before, but think about it again. He could have chose any time in history for you to be here, for you to be following him. And yet here we are. He has chosen you for such a time as this. And he is here at the end of what has been a crazy year, arms open wide, ready to love on us and love others through us. For this awesome cause that others would know him. We get to partner with him. We can finish this race well. We can love people well. He's already made a plan for it, just like Ephesians said. He has prepared those good works for us to do, and we need to be about doing them. Finish well. Finish strong. First Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 24 through 26 says this: Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. You are not doing this for nothing. You're not alive right now for no reason. This year is not a waste. 2020 didn't bring near the opposition to the American church than what the early church had to deal with. And in the middle of much worse persecution, people's faith grew. Lives were saved. The church grew. People had their eyes on the prize, who is Christ Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. They trusted him, and he saw them through because they had been chosen for that time, and you have been chosen for this time. God chose you for right now. How can you finish 2020 strong? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It says, throw off whatever is hindering you. What keeps you from finishing 2020 strong? Is it sin? Is it fear? Is it frustration? Is it people-pleasing? Whatever it is, throw it off and run the race. Everything that we need to complete our mission for 2020 is provided with God's mercies new every morning. Every morning. Know it. Believe it. Walk it out. We need to be intentional about finishing this year strong. The enemy has been up to a lot of things this year, but God has a plan, okay? God has the plan. We need to move according to his voice, be led by his spirit, because each and every one of us have a job to do. We all have something that God wants us to do. If we didn't, why would we be here? Like, our days are all numbered by the Lord. You have something to do today. What is it? How can you finish 2020 strong? Look at what God did this year. Look at what he did this year. And then let it fuel you. Don't let what the enemy tried to do and what he's trying to do fuel you, okay? Look at what the Lord has done this year and let it fuel you. Let it push you forward into the next year. Listen to his voice and do what he says. And let's just make a determination right now that this year will be ended with us finishing strong for the Lord in what he has for us. Would you stand with me? I just want to pray over you. Father God, I just thank you so much, Lord, that in the midst of the chaos, Lord, you remind us of who you are. You are that rock that we can stand on. Lord, let us not take that for granted, Lord. Lord, let us how to throw those things aside, those things that hinder us from finishing this year strong, Lord God. Lord, the things, Lord, that we have put aside that were of you, Lord, I pray that you would forgive us, Lord, and that you would bring those things back to us, that we would be obedient to your voice, that we would step out and do the things that you have called us to do, Lord God. Lord, your ways are not our ways. But Lord, we make this determination today with 4 days left of this year, Lord God. We make this determination that we will give all that we have to finishing 2020 in your strength, Lord God. That we will be obedient. Lord, I pray that you would just get us focused back in. Lord, I pray that each one right now, Lord, in this room and within the sound of my voice, Lord God, that each one would stop and think about that you would just remind them of those things, Lord. Show them those things, Lord. Lord, if there is something that we missed, bring us back to that, Lord God. Bring it to our minds right now, that we would be obedient, that we would once again stand firm on you, and we would be obedient to be your children, be obedient to walk out the path that you have for our 2020, Lord God. Bring us to that place, Lord. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our focus. And so, Lord, right now, at the end of this year, we focus our eyes back on you. We give you everything, Lord. Do what you want in us and through us, Lord God. Lord, I pray that this year would be the last 4 days of this year, Lord God, we would remember our first love. And that we would be intentional about chasing after the things of you. That we would reach out and grab a hold of the people that we need to love on, Lord God. That we would reach out and grab a hold of the things that you want us to do, Lord. That we would not put these things aside any longer, Lord. And Lord, I pray that if there is a sin or an addiction that has been one of those things that is hindering us, Lord, that you would just take those things away right now, Lord God, that we would be intentional about walking away from sin, that we would be intentional about overcoming addiction, Lord God, with your help, that we would partner with you and let you partner with us, Lord God, as we finish out this year. And we thank you for who you are, and we love you, and we give this to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.